Welcome back again.
欢迎大家再次回来。
I'm glad that we can spend this time together once again.
非常高兴大家能够一起的研究。
As we continue our topic on conversion and righteousness by faith.
在我们继续去探讨因信称义的这个信息的时候。
And how we can make our experience in the Bible practical today.
然后如何把圣经里面的教导能够实用的施行出来。
Now when we were together last time.
我们昨天时候有在一起。
We looked at the topic of fear God.
我们也谈到这个敬畏上帝这个题目。
And we looked at how fear God is to, the interpretation is that we must obey His commandments and as a result we don't sin.
还有我们也知道敬畏上帝的定义就是我们要顺从上帝并且不致犯罪。
But not just simply obeying, but actually delighting in obeying.
而且不单只是外表上的顺从而是叫心里喜爱去顺从。
Being happy in following God.
并且喜乐甘心的 去顺从。
And we looked at the story of Abraham briefly.
我们也有看到亚伯拉罕的一些故事。
And how he was called to sacrifice his son Isaac.
他怎样子的被上帝呼召把他的独生儿子献给上帝。
That sometimes when God asks us to obey.
有时候上帝要我们去顺从。
That it's not always about delighting.
但却不是我们经常所喜爱去做的。
But his experience was based upon trusting God.
但是他的经验是在于他对于上帝的信靠。
And he trusted God because he loved God and knew who he was.
他信靠上帝因为他爱上帝而且他知道谁是上帝。
And we also looked at how when we delight in the commandments.
我们也看到要如何才能够喜爱律法。
It's because we have the law of God written in our hearts.
那是因为上帝律法写在我们的心上。
And that law is related to the will of God in Psalms 40 verse 8.
而在这个律法根据这个诗篇四十篇第八节就是上帝的旨意。
And the will of God was our sanctification and we're sanctified by the Bible.
而上帝的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁也就是像圣经就是道上帝的道就是我们圣洁。
But the reason why we don't study the Bible
但为什么我们不去研究圣经呢
was because we don't love God.
是因为我们不爱上帝。
So today we're going to be looking at this topic.
所以今天我们将会谈到这个题目。
That if we know and we admit and we say, yes, God, I don't love you as much as I should.
如果我们承认说是的上帝我们不够爱你我们有问题。
How can we have this loving relationship?
那么我要这个时候如何有这个爱和耶稣在一起呢
How to love when you don't?
要如何在不能够爱的情况之下去爱上帝呢
Before we get into the Bible,
在我们还没有进去研究之前
I'll ask you to bow your heads with me for a word of prayer.
我请大家一起低头，我们做个祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父上帝
We thank you once again for this time that we have to come and study your word.
我们感谢你这个机会，大家聚在一起来研究你的话。
Lord, I pray that you would once again send the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 主啊，愿你差派天上圣灵。
That he may lead us and guide us into all truth.
能够引导我们明白一切的真理。
And help us, O Lord, to understand.
也帮助我们能够明白。
How we can have this love for you today.
能够怎么样子更加的去爱你。
That we may take delight in obeying you.
使到我们顺从是带着喜乐喜爱的心
For we pray in Jesus' name
奉耶稣圣名的祈求
Amen. Amen Please come with me in your Bibles to John chapter 5
请打开你们圣经到约翰福音第五章
John chapter 5 and we're looking once again at verse 39
我们再一次从39节开始读起
Just to see here once again why was it that we don't study the Bible
再次我们要看一下为什么我们不会去研究圣经呢
John 5:39.
在约翰福音五章三十九节
The Bible says, Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life.
所以说你
And they are they which testify of me.
所以说你们查考圣经因你们以为内中有永生给我做见证的就是这经
We saw that our motivation to want eternal life
我们看到给予我们要得到永远生命的激励呢
Our motivation to want to go to heaven.
这个激励就是要我们能够去到天上
and live forever
能够永远活着
where there'll be no more pain
那里没有疼痛
no more sickness
没有疾病
no more death
没有死亡
that our motivation to even want to see our loved ones
甚至我们有这种的推动力要去见我们的爱人
is not enough to motivate us to want to study the Bible
但这种的激励却不能够足以激励我们去研究上帝的话
because Jesus said further down in verse 42 of John chapter 5.
因为在第五章的第四十二节接下去这样子说。
John 5:42.
约翰福音五章四十二节。
But I know you.
但我知道。
That ye have not the love of God in you.
你们心里没有上帝的爱。
We may deceive ourselves.
我们可能会欺骗自己。
But God says there's no deceiving of me.
但是上帝说你绝对欺骗不了我。
You cannot fool me.
你不能够骗到我。
I know the hearts of men.
我知道人的每一个思想。
The main reason why we don't come to study the Bible.
我们为什么没有来到上帝的面前来寻求他的话的原因。
Is simply because we don't love God.
就是这么简单的知道，就是这么简单的，我们就是因为我们不爱上帝。
So how can we have this love for Christ today?
所以我们今天要如何去爱我们的神呢？
For this is the one motivator.
因为这是我们唯一的激励。
This is the only thing that will cause us to come and want to study the Bible.
这是唯一的方法，帮助我们能够有这个兴趣去研究上帝的话。
So how do we love?
所以要怎样子去爱呢？
Let's go to 1 John.
我们去到约翰一书。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
And we're looking at verse 19.
我们会阅读第十九节。
1 John 4:19.
约翰一书第四章第十九节。
The Bible says we love him because he first loved us.
圣经说我们爱因为上帝先爱我们。
That's it.
就这么简单了。
If I stopped right here,
如果在这里停下来的话，
I think the answer would be pretty easy.
我相信这个答案是非常简单的。
How do we love God?
要如何爱上帝啊？
Why do we love him?
为什么我们爱他呢？
Simply because he first loved us.
就是这么简单，因为他先爱我们。
But it still doesn't give us the understanding of how.
但是他看似乎呢还没有给我们这个概念呢，就是要如何。
But before we come to look at our side,
在我们还没有看着我们自己之前，
we must understand first how did God love us.
我们要先知道上帝如何爱我们。
For if we don't understand that,
因为如果我们不明白的话，
we will never have that love for him.
我们绝对没有这一份爱呢去爱我们的上帝。
So how did God love us?
所以上帝怎样爱我们？
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
One of the most famous Bible texts in the Bible.
圣经其中一个最有名的章节。
For God so loved the world.
上帝爱世人。
That he won.
他怎么样子了？
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So, the way that God showed his love to us.
所以上帝他展现他爱的方法。
It's not giving us $1,000,000.
不是给我们一百万美金。
It's not giving us good education.
不是给我们美好的教育。
It's not giving us our dream car.
不是给我们一个我们所梦想的车辆。
It's not giving us the woman or the man of our dreams.
并不是给予我们心中所喜爱的男男女女。
God does that for also people that don't believe in him.
上帝甚至把这些东西赐给那些不相信他的人。
But this one he did for everyone.
但是这一个东西我所要谈到的，他是对每一个人所做的。
How did God show his love toward us?
上帝怎么样子把他的爱显示于我们呢？
He gave his son.
他赐下他的独生子。
Romans.
罗马书。
It tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
说到当我们还在罪人的时候，在还做罪人的时候呢，他为我们而死。
While we hated him.
当我们还在恨他的时候，恨他。
While we despised him,
当我们藐视他的时候，
he still died for us.
他还是为我们而死。
Please come with me to 1 John.
我们再回到约翰一书第四章
and verse 9.
第九节。
1 John 4:9.
约翰一书第四章第九节。
The Bible says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world."That we might live through him.
约翰一书四章九节说，上帝差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。上帝爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Verse 10,
第十节。
Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱上帝，乃是上帝爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
This was love.
这就是爱了。
That God sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins.
就是上帝他差派他的儿子成为了挽回祭，罪的挽回祭。
This is why God sent his son.
这也为什么上帝差派儿子来。
Because of our sin.
因为我们的罪。
How many have sinned?
有谁犯罪呢？多少人犯罪呢？ All. 所有人。
How many need Christ?
有多少人需要基督呢？
All.
所有人。
But the problem is this.
但问题在这里。
Many of us don't feel the need of Christ.
很多人不感觉他们需要基督。
Because if we felt the need of Christ,
因为如果我们需要基督有这种感觉的话，
we would cherish his son.
我们就会珍惜这个儿子。
We would cherish his sacrifice.
我们会珍惜他的奉献。
We would cherish the Bible.
我们会更加珍惜圣经。
Because it tells us about Jesus Christ.
因为这本书告诉我们关于基督耶稣。
Who came to die for our sin.
他来是为我们的罪而死。
Why is it that we don't love as we ought to?
为什么我们却没有去爱，没有去应该去爱呢？
Because we don't feel like we need him.
因为我们根本没有感觉到我们所需要的，就是需要这东西。
Do you feel the need of Christ?
你有感受到你需要基督吗？
Do you feel like you need his pardoning love?
你有感受到你需要他的这赦免的力量吗？
Or when you look in the mirror,
当你看着镜子的时候，
Do you feel like you're pretty good?
你感觉自己是不是很好看的呢？
I'm not as bad as that person down the street.
我不像外面的在街上那个人这么不好。
I didn't commit adultery like that person there.
我没有像这个人他犯了奸淫罪。
I didn't do drugs like that person over there.
我不像那个人他有吸毒。
Yeah, maybe I've lied, but you know, that's not as bad as other people.
哦，是的，有时候我有做一些欺骗，但是我不像其他人这么糟糕。
You know what? If you want to find someone worse than yourself,
如果你要找一个人比你更加糟糕的话，
you will always find it.
你总是能够找到的。
If you're always comparing yourself to other people,
如果你总是把自己和别人做个比较的话，
you will always be able to make yourself feel better.
你总是会使到自己呢，越感觉到就越，感觉到自己就越好。
And you say, I'm not that bad.
你说，你会讲到说，哎，我其实没有这么坏啊。
I don't need Christ as much as that person over there.
我根本不需要基督，像这一位这么需要基督。
And as a result,
就是因为这样子的。
Our need for Christ is not there.
我们需要基督的那一份感觉就没了。
But the first point at which we can learn to love Christ,
第一个要点我们要学习怎么样子会有这份爱去爱上帝呢？
Is that we must feel our need for him.
就是我们必须要感受到我们需要耶稣。
Come with me to Genesis chapter 2.
我们来到创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
在创世纪第二章。
Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 2.
那我们来到创世纪第二章。
And we're looking at verse 18.
我们看第十八节。
Genesis 2:18.
创世纪二章十八节。
The Bible says, And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone.I will make an helpmeet for him.
耶和华上帝说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Notice here, it was not Adam that said, God, it is not good for me to be alone.
你们要看清楚，亚当并不是说跟上帝说呢，看啊，我自己一个人独居不好。
It was God himself that said, it is not good that man should be alone.
这是上帝自己说呢，那人独居不好。
When God first created Adam,
当上帝开始造亚当的时候，
When he'd finished all of his creation,
当他已经造完他全部的创造之功之后，
Before he ever gave Eve to him,
在夏娃还没有被创造出来之前，
I believe that Adam was perfectly happy.
我相信亚当是完完全全感觉到喜乐的。
I don't think that Adam was walking around going, Oh God, I feel so lonely.
我不相信亚当会到处走，会在想说，哦，上帝啊，我真的是很孤独。
He wasn't complaining, God, I really need someone that I can share my time with other than you.
他也没有告诉，没有埋怨上帝说呢，哎呦，主，我只能够在你面前跟你阐述我问题，却没有找一个人，没有人在旁边明白我。
Adam didn't say that.
亚当没有这样子做。
It was God that was the one that said, it is not good that man should be alone.
这句话呢，是上帝自己说的，那人独居不好。
And then he said, I will make an helpmeet for him.
之后他说呢，我要为他造个配偶。
How did God make an helpmeet for him?
如何上帝为他造个配偶呢？
Verse 19.
第十九节。
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
耶和华上帝用土 所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎么叫各样的活物，就那就是他的名字。
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him.
二十节，那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
How did God create a helpmeet for him?
上帝如何为亚当造个配偶呢？
What did he do here?
他在这里做什么啊？
God said,
上帝说，
Adam,
亚当，
I want you to name all the animals.
我要你去给这些动物起个名字。
And so Adam sat there.
所以亚当在那里。
And one by one, they all passed before him.
然后一个一个就走，一个一只一只的动物就走过来。
But there's something that he noticed about these animals as he was naming them.
从这些动物呢，他发觉到一样东西。
Here was the monkey and his wife.
这里有一只猴子，也有他的太太。
Here was the lion and his wife.
这里有一只狮子，也有他的太太。
Here was the giraffe and his wife.
这里有一只长颈鹿，长颈鹿在旁边有个太太。
Here's all these animals, and they're all coming two by two.
每一只动物都是成双，就是一对了。
And all of a sudden, Adam looks left and right.
之后，亚当就开始看他左边、右边。
Says God, "What's mine?"
上帝啊，我的在哪里啊？
How did God create Eve for him?
上帝如何为亚当造一个夏娃出来呢？
He had to first help him to realize his need.
他必须要先让他感觉到他的需要。
Otherwise, if he had created Eve,
不然的话，如果上帝创造了一个夏娃，
and brought it to him,
然后带到他面前，
and he didn't feel the need for her,
而没有，他没有感觉到他需要这位女孩，这位女人。
There'll be two single people on earth.
那么就会有两个单独的人在这世上。
Why? Because both of them are perfectly happy without each other.
因为两个人感觉到自己单身一个人就可以足够进行喜乐了。
Until God made Adam feel the need for a life partner.
直到上帝帮助亚当感受到他需要一个配偶。
He didn't create her.
他不然的话，他不会创造夏娃出来。
Feeling or having that need for somebody is very important.
要感觉到需要某些人是很重要的。
And then it says in verse 21,
然后在二十一节这样子说，
that the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept and took up one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
二十一节，耶和华上帝使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他一根肋骨，又把肉合起来。
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man.
二十二节，耶和华上帝就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man."
二十三节，那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。
The creation of Eve would not have been a positive effect.
这个女人的被创造不能够完全的成为成功。
Until God helped Adam to see that he had a need for companionship.
直到那位男人就是亚当，他就在工作去给予每一个动物个名字。
And so as a result, finally,
也就是因为这样子呢，最后
when woman was born to man,
当女人被带到男人面前的时候，
he cherished her and loved her.
男人就会很珍惜她，会去爱。
This is the case with everything that we go through in life.
这是我们经常在我们每一个阶段生活当中所会面临的东西。
We'll never feel the need of a car.
我们绝对不会感觉到需要一辆汽车。
Until we need to go out.
直到我们要出去呢，去帮人家。
We'll never feel like we need to earn more money.
我们不会感觉到我们要赚更多钱。
Until we come short of what we have.
直到我们开始察觉到我们的钱已经开始要用完了。
Our life is built upon needs.
我们的生活是因为需要而有了。
That is our motivation.
这就是我们的激励。
And when we receive what we need,
当我们得到我们所需要的，
then we're thankful.
然后我们就会感恩。
God, I need 100% to get into medicine.
你会想说，主啊，我需要100%的金钱，要去使我身体更加健康起来。
What do we do?
我们怎么做呢？
Then we study hard.
有时候我们就会去读书。
That need becomes our motivation.
这个需要成为我们的激励。
And when we get it,
当我们得到的时候，
we learn to cherish it.
我们就学会去珍惜它。
We learn to love it.
我们学会去爱。
So Christ died for everybody.
所以基督为我们每一个人都而死。
God displayed his love to us in sending his son to die for our sins.
他借着差派他的独生子来显示他的爱与我们。
But we will never feel the need of Christ.
但我们绝对不会感觉到需要基督。
Until we realize our true condition.
直到我们察觉到我们自己的问题和我们自己的现在的状况。
How do you see yourself?
你怎么样子看待自己呢?
You think you're pretty good.
你感觉自己非常好。
You haven't done things so bad.
你没有做一些很糟糕的事情。
That you're not as bad as maybe your brother or your sister.
你可能会说你不会比我哥哥、我的弟弟这么败坏。
You will always find somebody worse than yourself.
你总会在你的生活圈子当中找一些人比你更加糟糕的。
But all have sinned.
但是圣经说所有人都犯罪。
All need Christ.
所有人都需要耶稣。
If we never think we're that bad,
如果我们没有感觉自己是这么的不好的话
we will never feel our need for Christ.
我们绝对不会感觉我们需要基督。
And as we look at the cross,
当我们看到十字架的时候
we see Jesus hanging there.
我们看到耶稣被钉在上面。
He wasn't really there so much for me as it was for that person.
你会想说呢，这个人是比较对于别人比较需要多过我的。
This guy needed Jesus more than I did.
这个人需要耶稣多过我啊。
And we begin to feel our less need for Christ.
我们就这样子呢，开始感觉到越少感觉到呢，我们更加需要基督了。
This is the problem of the people that are living today.
这就是今天我们所看到很多人所有同样的问题的。
Let me show you.
让我们来看一看。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录书第三章。
Speaking of the Laodicean church,
说到老底加教会
this is the condition of many people out there today.
这就是今天的教会里面的状况
They don't think they're so bad.
他们没有感觉到自己是不好的
So their need and desire for Christ
他们没有那种的向往，没有那种的饥渴慕义，需要基督
is less and less.
他们开始变得越来越少
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录书第三章
And we're looking at verse 14, starting verse 14.
我们从第十四节开始读。
Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，因为阿们的为诚实真实见证的，在上帝创造万物之先源为元首的说。
I know thy works that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热。
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
God is saying, I wish you were totally in love with me or totally hated me.
圣经说，我宁愿你呢完全是。完全的爱我，或者是完全恨我。
But because you're lukewarm,
但是因为你是那不冷不热的。
You're in the church,
你在教会里面。
But you don't really love me,
但你却不是真正的爱我。
It's like you come, but yet you don't know the reason why you come.
就好像你来到他面前，但是却不知道为什么，什么原因来到他面前。
You profess to believe in me.
你在宣称你是相信他。
But your works deny that you really love me.
但是你的行为却否认了你爱他。
You're lukewarm.
你是那。温的
I'm going to spew you out of my mouth.
我将会从我口中吐出去。
And then it says in verse 17.
然后在十七节他这样子说。
Why are these people lukewarm?
为什么这些人这么不冷不热呢?
Because thou sayest,
因为他们说,
I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing.
我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Then it says, and knowest not.
然后接下去他说呢，却不知道。
That thou art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked.
你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、刺身。
What is the problem with the Laodicean church?
老底嘉教会的问题是什么问题呢？
It's not because they are wretched, miserable, and all this.
并不是因为他们是贫困，他们是瞎眼这些东西。
Because God would say, I wish you were hot or all these things, cold.
因为呢，上帝说，我宁愿你是冷的，完全冷，或者是完全热。
The greatest problem is they don't know their true condition.
他们最大的问题就是他们没有感觉他们的需要。
They're self-deceived.
他们是自我欺骗。
And they think they look okay.
而且他们自己以为呢，他们是还好的。
Many of us experience this all the time.
很多人我们都有这样子的同样的经验。
You know, when you're sitting down for dinner,
有时候我们一起坐下来一起吃饭。
A whole bunch of friends and you got to eat.
我们有很多人在一起一起吃饭。
And it comes to the end of the meal.
到吃完之后呢
？And you're all laughing and chit-chatting.
然后全部就开玩笑就开始讲话。
And then you go home.
你回到家。
And you look in the mirror.
你看住你的镜子。
And you realize you have this big piece of vegetable.
你看到了在前面呢有一根菜在你的前面，这蔬菜在你的嘴巴旁边。
And you feel so silly.
你感觉自己很笨。
How come my friends didn't tell me?
为什么我朋友没有这样子告诉我
？I've been smiling and laughing all this time.
我一直在那时候一直在笑啊。
And my teeth were green.
而我的牙齿都是有这个青菜在上面的。
And there was one time when I was in Australia.
也是我在澳洲的时候。
Yeah, I take the train to school.
我就搭火车去到学校。
And I was just sitting there one time and I was sleeping.
我就坐在那里就有打瞌睡那时候。
On the way home.
就直到走到回家。
And I got off the train.
之后我就在火车出来。
And I looked down.
我就看下面。
And my fly was undone.
你的
My zipper was undone for my pants.
而我的拉链在裤的拉链却没有拉上来。
We go through these embarrassing moments all the time.
我们曾经经过很多些很害臊的经验在我们生活当中。
And it's so silly.
而且是这么的，看起来这么的愚蠢。
That people can see it.
就是人家可以看到。
But you're deceived about your true condition.
而你却自己呢？不知道你自我欺骗。
These people are naked.
这些人他们是赤身露体的。
And they're walking around like they're all.
而且他们站出来好像以为他们是穿着衣服走出来的。
Isn't that silly?
这是不是很笨的东西
？The problem?
他的问题。
They don't know.
他们不知道。
They're deceived about their true condition.
他们把自己真实的情况自我欺骗。
Are you deceived about who you really are?
有时候你会不会感觉你在欺骗你的真正自己呢？
Have you sometimes been Christian for so long that you forgot your sinful past?
你感觉到，你是否感觉到你已经成为基督徒这么久了，而你忘记你过去的以前是罪恶呢？
My friends, remembering your past is very important.
朋友们，记得你的过去是很重要的。
The minute we begin to think that we're all okay,
当我们开始感觉到我们是一切都好的话，
is the very moment that our love for Christ begins to decrease.
就是在那一个时候，我们对上帝的爱。开始越来越减少了。
I want to show you an example in the Bible.
让我在圣经里面给你一个例子。
The results of one man who forgot.
这是有一个人他忘记。
And what sort of path that leads them down to?
他忘记他以前怎么样子的，使到他跌倒。
Please turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 7.
请大家翻开你的圣经到路加福音第七章。
We're going to be looking at a story by the name of a man by the name of Simon.
我们将会看到一位阅读到一位人物，他的名字叫做西门。
Luke chapter 7, and we're looking starting with verse 36.
我们会看路加福音第七章三十六节开始。
The results of one man who forgot his sinful past.
就是一个人他忘记了他过去所犯过的罪。
The Bible says, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment.
那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。
And stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears.And did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
三十八节，站至耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪洗了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet."Would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is.
三十九节，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎么样的女人，乃是个罪人。
So this is a story.
所以这就是一个故事。
One day, this Pharisee.
有一天，法利赛人
invites Jesus to his house.
有一个法利赛人邀请耶稣到他家。
And this woman, who is known as a sinner,
而这个女人是被称为罪人的。
Takes this box of ointment and begins to wash his feet with it.
就拿这香膏的浴瓶来膏耶稣。
And this Pharisee said within himself.
然后这位法利赛人在心里他就却想
That means he didn't say it out verbally to everybody.
也就是说呢，他没有说出来的。
He just began to think it.
他只在心里面在想
I can't believe that Jesus is allowing this woman to touch
me. 我真的不敢相信耶稣竟然容许他自己被这位女人动他。
And then in verse 40.
然后在第四十节
Jesus answering said to him.
耶稣对他说
Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on.
西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说：“夫子，请说。”
So this man Simon, he's a Pharisee.
所以西门这一位，他是法利赛人。
And Jesus is about to speak to him.
而耶稣就要和他说话。
Notice this, verse 41.
让我们注意四十一节。
There is a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50.
耶稣说：“一个债主有两个欠他的债。”一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
Verse 43.
第四十三节。
Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most.And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged.
四十三节，西门回答说：“我想是那多得恩免的人，也就是说，你断得不错。”
So one owed 50, one owed 500.
所以一个是欠五十银两，另一个是欠五银两的。
Neither had money to pay.
这两个人都没有力，没有机会能够偿还。
And so the gentleman forgave them both.
然后呢，债主就免了他们两个人的
债。Who loved more?
到底谁会比较爱这个
债主呢? The one that owed 50 or the one that owed 500?
是五十两银子欠五十两银子的还是欠五两银子的呢?
The first or the second?
第一还是第二个啊?
Who? The second.
啊，是第二个的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he owed more.
因为呢，这个欠五十两银子的他欠的比较多的。
Now verse 44.
我们看一下第四十四节。
And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon.
于是转过来向这女人。
Seest thou this woman?
便对西门说：“你看见这女人吗
？”I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet.
我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚。
But she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head.
但这女人用眼泪洗了我的脚，用头发擦干。
Thou gavest me no kiss.
你没有与我亲嘴。
But this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet.
但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
Verse 46.
四十六节
My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
And here is that very most crucial verse that you must pay attention to.
那这一节是最重的一节，你必须要注意。
Verse 47.
第四十七节
Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much.But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
四十七节，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他爱多。但那赦免少的，他的爱就少了。
What is the basis of our love for Christ?
我们爱基督的根基是什么呢
？What is it that pulls up from within us our love and desire for Christ?
是什么把我们带上来，使我们更加爱基督
？What was it?
是什么啊
？Forgiveness
就是赦免。
But what is forgiveness?
什么是赦免呢
？Forgiveness of what?
赦免什么啊
？Sin
赦免罪恶。
But if you don't feel like you're such a bad sinner,
但是如果你不感觉自己是这么坏的一个人
，then you don't need Christ's forgiveness that much.
那你就没有这么感觉到需要基督的这份赦免。
And when you don't need Christ's forgiveness that much,
而你不感觉到你需要基督的赦免。
The Bible tells us this.
圣经告诉我们
We don't love him that much.
你的爱就变少了
The minute we begin to compare ourselves to other people.
当我们开始把自己和别人做个比较的时候
And find someone worse than ourselves.
然后我们看到别人比我们还要差的时候
Like Simon.
就像西门
I can't believe Jesus is letting a sinner touch it.
我真的不敢相信耶稣竟然容许他自己呢被这位女人所
What sort of feelings would that be bringing up within Simon the Pharisee?
这种身为他是一个法利赛人这种的想法会给他是怎么样子一个想法呢
I made this feast for Jesus.
我为耶稣呢摆设个宴席
But there's that sinner.
但是这里有个罪人
it's okay for me to touch Jesus.
我可以动耶稣啊。
But I can't believe that Jesus is allowing this sinner to touch him.
但是我却不明白为什么耶稣容许这位女人去动他。
And pride begins to be stirred up.
开始，这个骄傲开始涌起来。
And love begins to diminish.
爱就开始下降。
But to whom is forgiven much, the same loveth much.
那些被赦免多的人，他爱主就更多了。
We always need to have a true conception.A true understanding of who we are.
我们必须一直要有一种正确的概念，要知道我们到底是谁。
But I want to show you something about this man, Simon.
但是我要告诉你关于这个人西门。
About his past.
关于他的过去。
You know, Jesus reveals to us this man, who he is.
耶稣有告诉我们呢，他这位西门到底是谁，在过去他到底是谁。
We know that Simon is a Pharisee according to Luke 7.
当然在路加福音第七章我们知道西门是位法利赛人。
But please come with me to Mark chapter 14.
但是让我们去到马可福音第十四章。
The parallel passage that talks about the same story.
这一个章节是和路加福音七章说到同样的故事。
And we'll see who Simon was.
让我们来看一下西门到底。
We'll get to see his past.
让我们看一下他的过去。
Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章。
And we're looking at verse 3.
从第三节开始
The Bible says, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper.
第三节，耶稣在伯大尼，长大麻风的西门。
Who was Simon?
谁是西门啊？
What was his past?
他的过去是怎么样子的？
He was a leper.
他是一个麻风人，麻风病人。
Now, that woman, that sinner, was Mary Magdalene sitting at his feet.
而这个女人来到这个宴席呢，她是莫大拉玛利亚。
She had been caught in adultery.
她是那一位呢，在行淫当中被捉到的那位女人。
Let me ask you this question.
那我告诉你这个问题，让我问你这个问题。
What's worse?
是谁比较糟糕啊？
To be caught in adultery?
是在行淫的时候被捉到的那位。
Or to have leprosy?
还是有长大麻风的那位。
I'm not saying that we are trying to say which is more of a sinner.
我不是尝试要对比到底哪个是比较大罪的，大罪的。
But Jesus did give the example that one owed 50 and another 500.
但是记得耶稣曾经给予一个比喻，一个就是呢，一个是欠五十两银子，另一个是欠五两银子。
One had more to forgive.
另一个是比较需要更多赦免的。
But what's worse, adultery or leprosy?
到底哪个比较糟糕呢？是那位犯奸淫的，还是那个当长麻风的
？Adultery is an act, one act.
这行淫呢，这个奸淫罪呢，是一个，只是一个罪而已。
Yes, in the olden times, they stoned adulteresses.
在过去以前的时候呢，他们会用石头打死那些犯奸淫的人。
So yes, there was consequences to both. So, but
是的，两个都有他们的这个后果。但是呢
，personally speaking.
对于我来说
I'd rather be an adulterer than a leper.
我宁愿成为一个行淫的人，好过成为一个长麻风病的人。
I don't want to be either.
我不要成为一个恶人。
But if I had to choose, I'd rather be an adulterer.
但是如果我有得选择的话，我宁愿成为一个行淫的人。
Because the act is done, it's past, you can move on with life.
因为呢，这个事情一行了过后呢，就不用管他，继续活下去了。
But when you're a leper,
但是如果你是麻风病人呢
？You're outcast of society.
你会完全的被社会所放逐。
No matter what you do,
无论你做什么东西
，you're still a leper.
他还是个麻风病人。
No matter what you say,
无论你说什么
，you can't hide the fact that you have leprosy.
你根本不能隐藏你自己，不让人家知道你是个麻风病人。
I'd rather have a quick death of stoning than a slow death of leprosy.
我宁愿呢。很快的，一刹那之间被石头打死呢，好过我在这个世界上呢有一段痛苦的时间，成为一个麻风病人。
Who should have been more thankful?
谁应该是比较多感恩于上帝的呢
？It should have been Simon.
应该是西门。
But when he forgot,
但是呢，当他忘记的时候
，When he forgot that Jesus had healed him of leprosy,
但是他当他忘记呢，上帝已经医好他的麻风病的时候
，What did he begin to do?
他开始做什么
？He began to look down on other people.
他开始看低别人。
He began to see other people in a worse light.
他开始看到别人比他更加糟糕。
Because he forgot.
因为他忘记。
I'm not saying that we need to remember and we whip ourselves every day.
我不是说呢，我们要记得我们的过去，然后哪边鞭打我们自己。
Every morning you get up, oh God, I'm such a sinner, I'm such a sinner.
我们说你每天早上醒起来就，哇，我真的是一个大坏人，就打自己。
I'm not saying that we should do that.
我不是说是这样子做。
And you walk around, oh God, I can't forgive myself.
你说，哦，主啊，我不能够赦免我自己。
No, that is,
原谅我自己。
That is being faithless.
那这种的做法呢，是没有信心的。
If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
上帝是信实的，如果我们承认我们的罪，他必赦免我们一切的过犯。
We must claim these promises as true.
我们今天一定要得到这个应许呢，像是一个真实的事情。
But we must never come to this point in our life.
但是有一点我们不会达到的。
Where we forget our past acts.
就是我们忘记我们过去所做的。
There has been times that I lie in bed at night.
有些时候我来那个时候呢，你会感觉到呢，别人会比我们更加糟糕。
That sometimes these flood of our past acts come back to haunt us.
或者是我们感觉到我们自己是比别人更加坏的，然后一切不好的回忆就回到我们的脑中。
And sometimes we come to this point that I have to get back on my knees and say, Lord, forgive me.
然后我们就有时候就会来到上帝面前跪下来说呢，主啊，我们真的需要你。
Forgive me of what I did 6, 7, 8 years ago.
求你赦免我以前六年、七年前、八年前所犯过的罪。
Friends, we must have faith that God has forgiven us in that.
朋友，我们要必须要有这一份信心，相信上帝已经赦免我们罪。
But the result of one man.
但是这一个人
，when he forgot，
当他忘记了
，you know what he did？
你懂他做什么吗
？He began to think in himself.
他开始自己心里说
，If Jesus knew what manner of woman this was，
如果耶稣知道这个女人到底是谁。
He would not let her touch him.
他绝对不会容许这女人动他。
He began to be condemnatory.
他开始有一个批评的心。
Because he forgot that he used to be a leper.
因为他忘记他曾经是个麻风病人。
But you know Simon, this leper?
但是你知道西门这个麻风病人呢？
He was related to somebody.
他是和别人有亲戚关系的。
Let me show you.
让我显示给你看。
John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音第十二章。
The same story.
同一个故事。
But more detail is given.
但是呢，它给予我们更加多的细节和资料。
John chapter 12, starting with verse 1.
在约翰福音十二章第一节开始。
The Bible says, Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。
There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus.And wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
玛利亚就拿着一斤既贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
From here we know that it was Mary that was the one that was sitting at Christ's feet.
那这里就是我们知道呢，那一位女人就是玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前的那一位。
Whom Simon the leper called a sinner.
就是那一位西门所说他是罪人的。
But watch this, verse 4.
但是看一下第四节。
Then saith one of his disciples,
continue. Verse 4. 第四节，有一个门徒。
Which disciple is this?
这个门徒到底是谁啊？
Judas Iscariot.
就是犹大加略人。
Simon's son.
他是西门的儿子。
Which should betray him.
就是最后的时候他会出卖耶稣那位。
Who was that Pharisee? It was Simon.
谁是那位法利赛人就是西门。
What was his past life? He was a leper.
他过去是怎么样子呢？他是个长大麻风的。
Who was his son?
到底他的儿子是谁呢？
Judas Iscariot.
就是加略人。
One of his disciples.
是他其中一个门徒。
The very disciple that was to betray him.
就是那一位出卖他的门徒。
Who should have been the most thankful?
到底谁是最应该感恩的？
Who should have been the most loving?
应该是谁是最爱耶稣的？
Judas Iscariot.
应该是犹 这加利人犹大。
Because his master healed his father of leprosy.
因为你想下，他的主人，他的师父却医好了他的父亲。
But what did Judas do?
但是犹大怎么样子？
He followed in the footsteps of his father.
他跟随了他父亲的脚步。
Verse 5.
第五节。
He said, "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?"
说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein.
第六节，他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，带常取其中所存的。
Judas Iscariot,
加略人犹大，
one of the disciples of Christ.
耶稣其中一位门徒，
one of the disciples that walked with him for 3.5 years.
就是三年半之间呢，一直和耶稣同行的那一位。
When he forgot that his father used to be a leper,
当他忘记他的父亲曾经是一位长大麻风的。
When he forgot what Christ had done for him and his family,
当他忘记基督如何在他和在他家人所行的一切。
When he forgot the grace of God in forgiving his own life.
当他忘记耶稣的赦免在他心中所产生的赦免
When he forgot,
当他忘记
It led him down a path
就使到他往下跌
That caused him to betray his own master
到最后他自己出卖他的师父
The very one that healed his father
就是那一位曾经拯救过他父亲的
Why?
为什么呢
Because he forgot
因为他忘记
He forgot his past life
他忘记他过去
He forgot what Jesus had done for him and his family.
他忘记耶稣曾经在他身上，在他家庭所做的一切。
Often those that forget,
经常那些人忘记的
they become easily condemnatory.
他们开始呢就会给很多的批评
that the sin that they once had,
他们之前所有的罪
when they see it in other people,
当他们看到别人
they begin to point.
他们开始就用指头指别人
and they treat them worse than what other people had treated them in the past.
他们对待他们就好像以前别人对待他一样
It's almost as if a person who's caught in adultery.
就像一个人在行淫被捉到的时候
When God has forgiven them of that past act.
当上帝已经赦免了他这个过去的行为
When they see another person caught in adultery.
然后他就看到别人做同样的事情
When we forget our past, it's easier for us to condemn that person.
当我们的过去已经被赦免之后呢，我们会很容易的批评别人做这同样的东西。
And we look down on them so much.
然后我们就非常藐视他们。
Because we forgot.
只是因为我们忘记我们过去。
It is so important that we remember our past.
要去知道我们的过去是这么重要。
Not to punish ourselves.
这并不是说我们要自我惩罚自己。
Not that God takes delight in us.Waking up every morning with a sad and broken heart.
并不是上帝要我们每一天早上起来，要我们总感觉到很伤心、伤痛的感觉。
But that our past acts might be a reminder to us.
而是这些过去的经验给我们一个提醒。
To have mercy on other people.
能够给予别人施怜悯。
But that as we remember Christ.
但是当我们记得耶稣的话。
And his forgiveness towards us.
还有他对我们的关怀和原谅。
To whom much is forgiven.
那些给予多的。
The same loveth.
就会爱的更多。
If you don't see your true condition today,
如果你今天看不到自己的问题
I cannot help you.
我不能够帮助你。
It is only Christ that can show us our true condition.
是只有基督才帮助你看到自己的问题。
But our part,
那是我们的本分呢
is to remember.
就是要记得。
To remember what Christ has done for us.
记得耶稣为我们做过的什么事情。
How do you see yourself?
你怎样子看待自己呢？
You will always find someone worse than yourself.
你总是会看到别人比你更加糟糕。
It's always this is human nature.
这是我们的人性。
We always look for someone worse that we may feel better.
我们总是看到别人的不好，使到自己感觉得更好。
It's called pride.
这叫做骄傲。
But as we compare ourselves to Christ,
但是当我们和基督做个对比的时候
，as we look at Christ and then our own life,
当我们看着基督的生活和我们生活在一起的时候
，we will see how far we come short.
我们可以看到我们是这么的亏欠基督
And the closer we come to Christ
我们越靠近基督啊
The more sinful we see ourselves
我们会感觉自己呢越是一个罪人
But there's always that danger
但是总是有个危险
That as the more we grow in Christ
就是我们在基督里长越长大的时候
And when we forget
当我们忘记
We begin to condemn
我们开始就批评别人
Because the more truth we know,
因为越多真理，我们越知道越多真理。
We begin to look around.
我们开始就会看在旁边。
This person's not doing that.
看这个人这样子做不对。
That person's not doing that.
那个没有这样子做。
And this person's not doing that.
这个人没有这样子做。
And we forget to self we forget to check ourselves in the mirror.
那我们就开始忘记掉了，我们必须来到镜子面前来看着我们自己。
And we forget that we were like all these people.
我们忘记我们曾经就像他们一样。
How do you see yourself?
你这样子看待自己呢？
Let me show you one last text.
让我给你最后一个章节。
In the book of Revelation,
在启示录书
chapter 21,
第二十一章。
In that time when the New Jerusalem comes down,
在那时候新耶路撒冷从天而降。
We're shown some things about this city.
里面有说到这个城市里面的一起的东西。
In Revelation 21,
二十一章。
And it tells us some things about the city which is related to the apostles.
说到呢这个大城呢和这位这大城和使徒呢是有关系的。
The 12 disciples.
那就是十二位门徒。
Revelation 21 and verse 14.
在启示录书二十一章第十四节。
And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
十二节这边说呢，有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上又写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
The foundations of the New Jerusalem，
这个新耶路撒冷城的根基
，are made of 12 foundations，
是由十二个根基所组成的。
Each one represented the 12 apostles，
每一个是在代表上帝的门徒。
It has their name graven in them.
有名字写在上面。
But what you must understand is this.
但是你所要明白的就是
The first foundation laid is at the very bottom.
第一个根基是在最下面的是不是
It's the name of the first apostle that came to Jesus.
就是第一位门徒来叫上第一位门徒来到耶稣的那位。
And as you look at the names of the apostles.
当你在看圣经里面说到耶稣门徒的名字的
时候 First is Peter.
第一位是彼得
then James,
最后说是雅各
then John,
约翰
As you go up, the foundation of the first apostle is at the very bottom.
所以你看到第一个门徒是在最下面就慢慢的上来
Who was the last apostle that came to Christ?
谁是最后个门徒来到耶稣面前
It was Judas Iscariot.
而是加略人 Judas.
And had he been faithful to Jesus,
如果他继续的忠心于耶稣
he would have been at the very top.
他将会是最上面的那一层
For truly the first are last, and the last are first.
因为真的最后的将会是最前的，最前的将是会最后的。
Had Judas Iscariot been faithful,
是否加勒人犹大他忠心于耶稣呢
？He would have been the very first.
如果他是的话，他将会是第一的。
He would have been the very top.
他将会在最上面的。
But of course, we know in Acts 1, they chose someone else after that.
当然，我们知道在这个《使徒行传》说到另一个故事。
Your reward will be great.
你应该是强大的。
If you see yourself in the true light today,
如果今天你看到自己的问题
The last shall be first.
这后面的将会在前面
The 144,000
十四万四千人、啊、
The very last of God's people
他们是上帝末后的子民
They'll be the first to see Jesus come
将会是第一个呢看见耶稣如何来临
But today
今天
How to love when you don't
当我们没有爱的时候要怎么去爱呢
We must learn to see ourselves in the true light
我们必须要监察我们自己真正的自己
That when we look at the cross
当我们看到十字架的时候
And the great sacrifice and forgiveness given to us there
就是那份赦免和那份大爱向我们显示的时候
It will have meaning to us
这给我们一个意思
Because I remember my past sin
因为我曾经记得我过去所犯的
And all of a sudden the cross becomes personal
然后就这么快的一瞬间呢十字架就成为我们人生的第一份第一点
my sins that put Christ up there.
就是因为我的罪我把上帝耶稣的十字架放在第一位
And then because of that,
因为这样子
we will delight.
我们就会喜爱
We'll begin to say, God, what can I do to make you happy?
你会开始说呢主啊我要如何怎么做才能够得到你的喜悦
Then we take delight in coming to read the Bible.
我们就开始就很喜悦很喜乐去研究上帝的话
Because it tells us of a Savior.
因为这本书说到我们的救主
that died for me,
就是为我死的那位救主
that died for my sins,
为我的罪而死的那位救主
that died for what I did,
为我所做过的一切。
Not because of what that person did and that person did.
并不是那个人所做的错，那个人所做的错。
But all of a sudden, Christ becomes personal to us.
而突然间，耶稣成为我们个人的救主。
May we remember our past life today.
愿我们今天记得我们的过去。
That it will keep the love of Christ burning in our hearts for Him throughout eternity.
使让基督那还在燃烧着的爱火继续在我们心中燃烧。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们一起低头做个祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们因为耶稣而感谢你。
We thank you for your great love in sending your only begotten Son.
我们感激你差派你的儿子显示你的大爱。
That even while we were yet sinners,
甚至我们还是在做罪人的时候，
He died for us.
他为我们的死。
Father,
主啊，
as Jesus hung on the cross,
当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，
He saw those that would live 2,000 years later.
他也看到两千年过后的人类。
And even then, it was for those sins that He died.
而且他也看到他的死也是因为了他们。
Help us, O Lord.
帮助我们今天。
To see our own lives.
能够看到自己的生活。
In how Jesus sees it.
而如何耶稣他这样子对待我们。
That He came and died for the sins of what we committed.
而他来是为我们所犯过的罪而死。
That from there we would have true love springing up within our heart.
从那里我们就有个新的一份爱从心中涌出来。
That then we would come to delight in the word of God.
然后我们就能够喜乐甘心乐意去研究你的话。
And we would delight to obey.
并且我们喜爱去顺从你。
Bless us all here.
愿主赐福我每一位。
May you continue to strive with our hearts.
让我们继续的在爱中长进。
For we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣名的祈求。
Amen.
Amen.